The University of Michigan is reaching capacity in its emergency rooms due to a fourth surge of COVID-19, and officials say there are other critical health issues that increase this time of year, such as heart attacks and strokes. Dr. David Miller is the president of the U of M Health System. He spoke with WDET's Tia Graham about the effect the latest surge of COVID cases is having on the medical system.
Our emergency department, like many other hospitals and health systems, is very crowded. But I cannot emphasize enough that if you have an emergency, please come to the hospital to get care. We are here to take care of you. If you have symptoms like chest or abdominal pain or symptoms suggestive of a stroke or trouble breathing, if you believe that your life, limb, or body function is at risk, please come to the emergency department. Now, the corollary to that is that for some patients who are seeking more routine care and who have other options, we ask that you consider those, whether it's scheduling a virtual visit, which is much more prevalent now and available for many patients. Certainly not all patients, but many patients. Think about that, or consider an urgent care center, or calling your doctor or sending a message through an online portal if that's available to you. So we want to emphasize that patients who are in need of emergency care, please come to the emergency department. We are here. We will take care of you. But in circumstances where another option may be available and appropriate, please also consider that so that we can make sure that we are preserving access in our emergency departments for very sick patients who are in need of immediate care.
Now, the rescheduling of some of the elective procedures, of course, if they're emergent procedures, you have to do them. But the rescheduling of the elective procedures, what can you say about that? And what are you telling patients who have to have procedures rescheduled?
Yeah, thank you. This is really a significant challenge with the pandemic. So we have had to cancel and reschedule surgery simply because we don't have the bed space. And these are very difficult and truly heartbreaking decisions in many cases. The decisions are made after careful review with clinical experts caring for the patients, trying to identify the most time-sensitive procedures. And the cancellations and delays have significant impacts for patients, often with needing to reschedule necessary care or that addresses a symptom or addresses a condition that could be at risk of progressing. It also affects families. Many families have rearranged their schedules to be able to care for their loved ones around the time of surgery. And so these are significant decisions with consequences for patients and their families that are having to be made weekly, if not daily, in the context of the pandemic.
And you know, we're talking about the pandemic. We're 2 years in, so we've been here for a while now. We're seeing another surge. How are you and your doctors and nurses and staff holding up mentally during this time?
Thank you for asking this question. I think for me, it is difficult to fully express the gratitude and admiration for our healthcare teams. We are, as you mentioned, nearly 2 years into this pandemic, and our teams are tired, if not exhausted. Every day, though, our teams come, they work together, demonstrate extraordinary teamwork to meet the needs of patients across our healthcare system. And I describe this work as heroic. But as I mentioned, our teams are tired, if not exhausted, and now we need the public's help to end the pandemic. We need help from friends, neighbors, colleagues, community members to move forward with vaccination, to continue public health measures that reduce the risk of spread. Our healthcare workers have been so courageous for so many months now that it's time for us to come together and take the steps that we can to end the pandemic.